Good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to the first hour this morning of Rosie on the House. It is your weekend wake-up call. And you know what? In the 7 o'clock hour, we don't mind if you just stay in bed and listen to us from the comfort of under your favorite sheet on top of your favorite pillow. That's okay. We'll roust you up about 8 o'clock for the garden segment, 9 and 10 o'clock for the home improvement section. You stay tuned for all 4 hours. We'll make sure you get enough done today. You can finish the day proud. I'm Rosie Romero. Been on the air for 27 years. I'm broadcasting from the flagship of a studio at KTAR in Phoenix. We've got Chasm and Sedona tuned in as well. And my son Romy is actually above Sedona up in Coconina County on the grounds of NAU. Good morning, bud.
It is a beautiful morning. I tell you what, when I woke up this morning and left my hotel room, it brought me back to Camp Geronimo. The smell of the pines on a summer's morning where it wasn't cold enough for a jacket, but it was a nice chill, and just the smell of the mountain air. I had to stop there and reminisce for a minute.
And what are you doing up at NAU right now?
Well, we're here with the Arizona Community Tree Council, their annual tree climbing contest and championship is being held today. It's always someplace different throughout the state. Last year it was at Watson's Lake in Prescott. That's been at Boyce Thompson Arboretum in Superior in the past, but today it's right on NAU campus, right behind one of your favorite places to eat, 1899.
Yeah, baby.
We are 100 yards off the back patio.
Very good. So we'll be tuning in and out with Romy throughout the course of the morning. They'll be having the climbing contest. I think he's got a few of the guys lined up for a little interview just in the next segment. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And okay. When you think tree climbing, you really don't. If you've never seen what these guys do, what you've got in your mind is completely different of what's happening here.
All right. So, folks, if you'd like to join anything we're talking about this morning, you can call a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. You know, we were talking about Sedona a minute ago. Congratulations, Sedona. They won a global contest about being the number one city in the world for giving the best first impression. So hats off to Sedona. It's awfully easy to see how they could get that when you're coming in from either Montezuma's Well or up from Camp Verde, Cottonwood area, both beautiful, or coming down, approaching it from the top, from Flagstaff. Any direction you approach Sedona, it is absolutely one of the most beautiful places in the world. So congratulations, Sedona.
And even driving up, I came from Chino Valley to Ash Fork and then across 40 to Flagstaff, but as soon as you get north of Paulden, there's the Drake Cement plant. Okay. You look out to the east, and I mean, I don't know how many miles away it is, but you can see that cut of Red Rock.
pretty. One thing we definitely have over other states in the Union is we've got a far horizon. We can see a lot of beautiful places. We've got Miss Stephanie in doing call screening this morning because Sweet Jennifer is out. I was remembering not too long ago when our tree climbing expert John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree was in studio and actually sang a song to his wife, Kim. So I thought Jennifer might need just a little encouragement where she is this morning. But I wasn't gonna sing.
Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Whoa. Well, yeah, that's one of the songs you would call our songs. Let me whisper in your ear. Dating some 38 years ago. It was kind of an eclectic selection of music. It was the Beatles, it was Willie Nelson. It was Waylon Jennings, it was Boss Skaggs, it was Michael Martin Murphy, but several Beatles songs. So, Jennifer, that's from me to you. See you a little bit later this morning. Hope you're feeling great, and that's my little wish of encouragement for you this morning. Hey, a lot of peculiar, conflicting, contradictory news in the housing industry all across the country here this morning. Limited supply of homes is driving the March home prices up. And this is after a fairly stagnant spring where at the end of last year, remodelers and builders from across the country were reporting to me that things were going nuts, the good times are back, everything's going to be beautiful. And almost unanimously, those same group of people let me know in January and February, I think someone disconnected our phone. The phone isn't ringing. Things fell flat. Ironically, in the time that you're trying to figure out, is the economy back? Is housing back? Is this the right time to buy? Is this the right time to remodel? Then March hits everybody. And some incredible national housing statistics came up in March from the National Association of Home Builders and Standard & Poor's. The Case-Shiller Index reported that property values for 12 cities all across the country rose by a 5% increase. Now, here's the dilemma. When we look at the last decade, America has roughly increased its population by 10%. We have about 30 million more people in America than we did a decade ago. But our housing starts has never recovered to the point where it was, where we were keeping up. So we're actually in a descending supply mode right now. And this bodes well for those of you that currently own a home, because that means there is going to be a scarcity of home inventory available. And the realtors I talk to in Tucson, right here in the Phoenix metro area, as well in Flagstaff, all tell me that they're seeing this scarcity of supply, very short supply on the market right now, driving costs and price of the home up. So we have a little broadcast engineer right here at KTAR, Bree Bullis, who actually is closing escrow on her first home. I would tell you that now would be a very good time. Mike, now would be a very good time, Mr. Reich. Now would be a very good time to be contemplating and looking at getting in. Because the other side of this argument is, are we now approaching another housing bubble? Well, I can tell you unequivocally, absolutely, I'm 100%, I will guarantee, I'm positive, I'm over 100% sure of this. Yes, we are. But that's just because that's the way it goes. I don't know if the bubble's going to hit us in 6 months. I don't know if it's going to hit us in 3 years. I don't know if it's going to hit us in 10 years. But it's coming. And right now, one of the reasons I know it's coming is because you can now get into your first home with as little as 2 or 2.5% down. If you're a veteran, you can get in for less than that. And you know what? When banks and financial institutions and mortgage companies are letting you get into a home with that little skin in the game, there, and we have a scarcity of supply on the market, there's going to be an acceleration of costs and prices and appraisals. So now's the time to jump in the boat. If you haven't already jumped in the boat, the best time was about 2.5 years ago. I know somebody that was buying condos in a very prestigious part of the Phoenix metro area for less than I pay for my F-250 pickup trucks. It's unbelievable. They landed with a few of them, and they were renting positive cash flow literally from the day they closed escrow. So we missed that boat, okay? But the boat you can get in right now isn't a bad boat. There's a great opportunity right now to jump in on a first-time home buy. So if you'd like to talk about that, give me a ring. We're here visiting on about anything you'd like to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number is 1-888-767-4348.
So you always hear buy low and sell high. Are you saying this is a buy low time before it gets high?
I'm thinking it's probably one of the better times to buy in a long, long time. You can buy with confidence. You can put the fear of the housing bust behind you at this point. Isn't the best, like I said, isn't the absolute best time to have bought? If y'all want my opinion, after living through about 5 housing bubbles here in the market over the years, the real indication of when you're at the lowest you're going to go is when you can buy a home with 20% cash down, finance the home on a conventional 30-year mortgage, and rent it out from the day you close escrow at a positive cash flow, that's the bottom of every real estate market I've ever experienced. And we hit that about the fall of 2009. So that would have been a great time to buy. So if you're watching for that timing, watch for that. That's a key indicator that it's the proper time. Hey, one of the things we're doing here at Rosie on House is we're wrapping up our photo contest, our wildflower photo contest. You need to submit it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. It needs to be a picture of any Arizona wildflower. It only has to be taken this year, and it has to be in the state of Arizona. We'll be drawing a winner next week on the show, and the winner of the photo contest will win an Arizona staycation. So not a bad deal for taking a nice picture of a beautiful flower in the great state of Arizona. We'll allow you to go pick out the car of your choice in the demo lot at Sanderson Ford. We'll fill it up with gas, give you a gas card, find out where you want to go, and team up with one of our lodging partners all across the state of Arizona and arrange for you to have free lodging. So it's absolutely a free 2 or 3 night stay at any location in Arizona you'd like to go. No blackout dates. You register for that regularly on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, right there on the homepage. But for our photo contest winner, that's what you will get. So we've got a great show lined up for y'all today. We'll be pitching back out to Romy off and on throughout the morning as he's up there at the Tree Council's Tree Climbing Contest. We'll also be talking about ways you can cut. Here we are on the very forefront of the beginning of the summer. It's going to start getting hot. We're going to start hitting triple digits here any day now. And you're going to start worried about your air conditioning bill. And you're going to start hearing a lot of things and advertisements about how I should spend my money to save money on my air conditioning bill. You know what? We're going to be covering today things you can do that don't cost you a dime. Not one dime. But it'll cut your air conditioning bill by as much as 25 to 30%. So all of that and more coming, as well as your calls at 1-888-767-4348.